Taking a sip from her wine glass, Vivian looks curiously ahead.
All right, guys, it's that time. We're back with Returning to Mia and the threesome. Let's get started. Nervous? Maybe just a little. Don't be. Tonight's just about feeling this all out. Seeing what you're into, what you're open to. And also,
Vivian looks at you with a smile.
If the two of us have any chemistry, and she emphasizes us. Don't you mean the three of us? I mean, I'm gonna be involved in this too. Yes, I suppose you will be, won't you? Shame, really.
Already getting aggravated by Vivian's provocations, you shift in your seat with frustration.
Yeah, the chemistry is really starting to pop, isn't it? Relax, babe. Maybe this is just her weird way of flirting, as she's already demonstrated to your dumbass. No, I'd really prefer if he weren't involved at all. Oh. However, if another guy does have to be involved, then you being the one isn't the worst thing. Wow, thanks. You're really making me feel all warm and fuzzy on the inside with that compliment. Anytime. Do you mind if I ask you a question? That's what we're here for, Sadie. Ooh, I like that. Feel free to ask me anything. I'm an open book. Oh, good. Well, I was just wondering. When was the first time you did stuff with a girl? Did stuff? Depends on what kind of stuff you're talking about. If you want to know the first time I ever kissed a girl, well, the answer to that is when I was 11. 11? Wow, that's really young. Yeah, I guess so. Isn't it? Only 11 when you realized you were into girls? Oh, I wasn't 11 when that happened. That's just the first time I ever did anything like that with another girl. 15 is how old I was when I actually acknowledged my sexuality. That's still pretty young, isn't it? Back then, sure. By today's standards, not so much. So what's the story behind that? What? When I realized I was interested in girls? Yeah. Wait, you don't already know the story behind that? No. Should I? You've been living with Grace for quite a while. I thought she would have mentioned it by now. Grace? What does she have to do with anything? She has everything to do with it. I mean, she was the first girl I ever fell in love with.
Shocked by what Vivian just said, your mouth almost hits the ground.
Get the hell out of here. I'm serious. You really didn't hear anything about this? I didn't. Do I look like someone who's heard this before? It's just such a big part of our history, I'm surprised Grace never brought this up. If she did, I'd remember it for sure. Well, it's not a very interesting story anyway, so you're not missing out on all that much. It's interesting to me. There's literally nothing on Earth I'd rather hear more about. Okay, fine. I'll give you the abridged version. As you know, Grace and I have been friends for most of our lives. For most of our friendship, when we were young girls, I never thought of Grace as anything more than that. We were just friends. Best friends? No, I wouldn't say that. Not during those early years, at least. We hung out together and stuff like that, but we both had other friends that we were closer with. So what changed? Well, I don't recall exactly why, but Grace was also the first person I told about my sexuality. Once that happened, we started growing much closer. I actually confided to her about everything from then on. She did the same with me. Still, what made you fall in love with her? If you knew how Grace was back then, you'd understand. She was different than most girls. She was so free. Didn't care a damn what anyone thought of her, but at the same time, she was completely non-judgmental. Felt as if I can actually be my true self around her. Wow. She was also hot as fuck. That definitely helped. Right. Did you ever tell her? That you fell in love with her, I mean? Of course. Almost as soon as I realized it myself. That's what I mean when I say I could totally be myself around her without fear of judgment. Even though I knew she wasn't into girls and definitely wasn't in love with me. I still felt comfortable enough to confess. How'd she react? Exactly how I thought she would. With love and understanding. Also, it didn't make things weird for us at all. Damn, I can't imagine how it wouldn't. And are you still, you know, madly in love with her?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Although, only as the best friend a girl could ever have. So those feelings eventually went away? They did, thankfully. Also, as they say, the rest is history. Or the great love story that never was, maybe. Maybe, but I'm extremely thankful for what we have now. If things did get romantic, I'm sure one of us would have fucked it up sooner or later. I think it's for the best how things turned out. That's a good way of looking at it, I guess so. I think so, yeah. Can I ask another question? Sure, shoot. What is it that attracts you to women? That's a great question. Why don't I show you? Huh?
Standing up from her chair, Vivian slowly walks over to you and Sadie.
What are you doing? Showing is much more preferable to telling, Sadie. And I think this would be a good place for us to start.
Vivian then looks over at you.
Scooch over.
Doing as she asks, you move across the couch so that Vivian can sit down next to Sadie.
And where would you like me to begin? I don't know. How about this then? We begin with women's legs. Oh yes, that's one thing that I like about women. Their legs and their breasts. That's another thing I like about women. No, flat stomach there, that's another thing. The eyes, lips. Okay.
Looking over to you for reassurance, you give Sadie a calming smile.
You see, women have soft, smooth legs. That they do. The kind you want to lick from heel, all the way up to the top of their thigh.
Running her fingertips upward, Vivian turns her gaze up to Sadie, who is looking increasingly more nervous.
Also, if you're lucky enough, you can even go in between their thighs. However, we'll get to that part later. What? What else?
Taking Sadie's slightly trembling hand, Vivian places it up against her face.
Their hands are much nicer than men's. I do agree. I mean, I'm not into men generally, but we have rough hands, guys. Some of you have real rough hands. Y'all been working hard man work. They're not rough and unpleasant against your skin. And their fingers are long, slender, perfect for pleasuring another woman.
Without warning, Vivian sticks Sadie's index finger into her mouth.
My God, that's hot.
Lightly, she starts sucking on it.
Damn, this is starting to get pretty hot. Barely anything's happening, I'm already getting hard.
You and me both, brother. I got bricks over here.
Not knowing how to react, Sadie simply watches, frozen, as Vivian sucks along her finger.
I hope I'm not coming on too strong. No, it's fine. I want this. Good. So do I. And clearly, so does Grim. I'd be lying if I said otherwise. And we still have so much left to get to, do we? Show me. What else you like about women?
Placing her hand on Sadie's chest, just below her neck. Vivian slides it down until it rests on her breast.
Oh, well, here go the pants. Nah, I'm not gonna do that.
Most women would kill to have the breasts you do, you know that? I don't know about that. It's true. They're firm, but soft.
Soft yet firm.
Perky, yet still big enough to have plenty of fun with. I'm sure Grim can attest to this too.
Oh, I can definitely attest to that.
And do you like when he plays with your tits, Sadie? Does your body shudder at the feel of his tongue on your nipples?
Well, I'll be damned.
It's like that meme, my iron just became the big iron. Licking them, sucking them, how incredibly sensitive and arousing it all is. I do.
it all feels really good. I'm sure it does, but you haven't known the feeling of a woman's mouth on it, have you? No, I haven't. It's an entirely different experience. A woman knows certain things that a man never could. Things that would make your toes curl in ecstasy. Things that would have you experience pleasure you never thought possible. But really? I didn't know that. Well, now you know. And knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe! Want to know what else women can't do that men can't? Try that one again. Want to know what else women can do that men can't? What?
Wrapping her hand around the back of Sadie's neck, Vivian pulls her into a kiss.
Nice. They know how to use their tongues. Boy, this is hot. Not to interrupt, but I'm also pretty good with my tongue. You can be as good as you want. You'll still never be able to compete with an experienced woman. Yeah, right. Go on, Sadie, tell her. That was a really good kiss. I know. Now imagine what else I can do with this tongue. Ooh! Well, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about that, folks. Easy there, I don't want you scaring her off. I'm not scaring anybody, Grim. Just stating a fact. It's all subjective. I'm sure not everyone's enjoyed how you do things. If they did, they certainly never expressed those feelings to me. That's probably because they're too scared. Oh, bite me. You're just feeling insecure for some reason. Pfft, as if. I have no reason to feel insecure around. Can I use the bathroom? Huh? Oh, sure. Just go through the door next to my bedroom behind you. There's a bathroom there you can use. Thanks.
Saying nothing else, Sadie gets up and heads for the bathroom. Once she leaves the room, you instantly turn back to Vivian.
Boy, what an ugly color for that door. I mean, she must not have been thinking too much about the design of her house. Yeah, let's get the ugliest shade of paint I can possibly think of and paint that fucking door that color. Now, I know there's a lot of men that say, Grim, that's a little bit too feminine to give a shit about the color of a door. That's my damn house. I don't want it to look like awful. Look, everything is white except for that big old black door. You insinuating something? You got a problem with black doors, Grim? The black doors upset you? Are you offended by black doors? Actually, the door is kind of gray, so it's not quite that black. What? What the fuck are you talking about? You scared her with that tongue innuendo. I barely said anything. What is she, 5 years old? All of this is completely new to her. You have to be delicate with the words you use. You're being crazy. She just went to use the bathroom, that's all. Watch her come out any minute and tell me that she wants to go home. I can almost guarantee that's not gonna happen. That girl is far less of a prude than you think she is. I don't think she's a prude. What I do think is that you can be a bit much sometimes.
Turning away from you, Vivian folds her arms.
Well, if so, she sure seemed to like it. Wait, what? When I kissed her tongue was anything but shy. Bullshit. I'm serious. Your girlfriend might have a little more dyke in her than even she's aware of. And also, I'm allowed to use that word, by the way, because I am one. You're really not fucking with me right now. God, no. That's the last thing I'd ever want to do with you.
As she says this with a cheeky grin, you hear the bedroom door open. As you turn to see Sadie, your concerns are immediately allayed.
Holy shit! And that's the bathroom door, not the bedroom door. Told ya. What's all this, Sadie? I want to do more. If that's alright, it's more than alright. Are you sure? Like we talked about, you don't have to commit to anything tonight. I know, but I want to. I'm ready to do more.
Looking Looking up at Sadie standing before you, a sudden feeling of how real all of this is starting to become gets to you. Sadie, your girlfriend, is actually going to go through with this. Tonight. Now.
Come take a seat, then. I have much to show you.
Sitting between of you and Vivian, Sadie looks ahead, avoiding eye contact with either of you.
I can tell you're nervous.
Yeah, a little.
You have no reason to be. I'm gonna take very good care of you. We both will.
Placing her hand on the side of Sadie's face, Vivian turns her head to face her.
You have very pretty lips, you know that? Thanks. No, thank you. They make kissing you a real pleasure. You're going to make her melt.
Leaning in, Vivian once again kisses Sadie.
Good Lord.
Furthermore, compared to the first time, this one lasts quite a bit longer.
They're really getting into it.
While they continue kissing, your eyes drift down to Sadie's back, where you notice the hook of her bra.
I think now might be as good of a time as any to get this off of her. I just hope that she's receptive to it.
Gently taking hold of the clip, trying not to disturb the vibe between them, you carefully unhook Sadie's bra.
Wow. Unless she just hasn't noticed, I think she's okay with it. Such a pleasure indeed. It's easy with you. I do my best.
Peering over Sadie's shoulder, Vivian then turns her attention to you.
And what's got you so preoccupied back there? Well, I think it's this.
Clutching the front of her bra, Sadie lets it loose from her body and flings it onto the coffee table beside her.
Well, I'll be.
You sure don't waste any time, do you, Grim? Well, I had to do something. I was starting to get antsy back there. Watching me lock lips with your girlfriend is too boring, huh? Maybe you'd prefer I do it with you instead?
Looking to Sadie for her reaction, she pauses for a moment before giving you a nod.
Go ahead. You sure? It wouldn't be fair for me to have all the fun, right? Now this is legit how you do a threesome. And again, they're not doing a full threesome, they're getting prepared for a threesome. You gotta make sure everybody's on the same page, because they're all going to fuck. So you've gotta get them intimate first. And that's what they're doing here right now, is, you know. Instead of the NTR shit, where it's just like, oh yeah, you know, no, it's a little different. Oh, what a generous girl you have here. So, you gonna come over here and get a taste? Think I will, yeah.
As Sadie presses her shoulder against the back cushion, you and Vivian lean in over her. With Sadie watching you kiss. Feeling more relaxed now, you enjoy the taste of Vivian's lips.
Well, try not to get too carried away. Oh? Sorry. Now, which one of us are you jealous of? Me or him? I don't know. A little of both, I think. What do you think, Vivian? I think she might want some attention from both of us. I think that's one of the best ideas you've ever had. I also know just where I want to focus that attention.
With Vivian cupping one of her breasts, Sadie's body flinches in surprise.
Is it okay for me to do this? Yeah, I just didn't expect it. Just relax, Sadie. We'll take good care of you, I promise. I know.
Now gently massaging the underside of Sadie's breast, Vivian leans in towards it.
You have such pretty nipples too, you know that? They're perfect, aren't they? They are. As a matter of fact, I'd like nothing more than to suck on them.
Turning her head, Vivian's eyes meet with Sadie's.
May I?
Still saying nothing, she simply nods. However, that is all the permission Vivian needs.
Oh, wow. How does it feel? It feels good. And how does it compare to the way I do it? I'm not sure. And how about I refresh your memory?
Lowering your head down to Sadie's other breast, you gently lick the nipple.
Are you curious to know what it feels like to have both your tits sucked at the same time? I am. Then let me show you.
With that, You cup your mouth over the top of her areola and start going to work.
Fuck.
As both you and Vivian simultaneously play with Sadie's chest, you feel her slowly relaxing.
I could do this for hours, but how about we try something else?
Evidently, so does Vivian.
Oh? What were you thinking? Well, I have one idea in mind.
Realizing what Vivian's suggesting, Sadie hesitates before looking to you.
Grim, I'll support you in whatever you want to do.
Turning back to Vivian, she opens her mouth, but struggles to let the words out.
You want it, don't you? I can see it in your eyes. I do. Good. Because trust me, it'll feel like nothing you've ever felt before. Not even from him. I doubt that, but I'm willing to be proven wrong.
Slinking to the floor, Vivian spreads open Sadie's legs and gets between them.
Let's get these off, shall we? Okay.
Delicately sliding her fingers between the string of Sadie's panties, before removing them completely.
What a cute little pussy you have there, Sadie. Thanks. Again, I'm the one who should thank you. Because I'm the one who gets to play with it. Now, just sit back, relax, and let yourself enjoy this.
As you take your girlfriend's hand in yours to reassure her, Vivian moves her head between Sadie's legs and starts licking.
Oh, God. That good already, huh? Hold on. Yeah, just like that. Whatever you're doing, don't stop.
With Vivian eating your girlfriend out and seeing how much pleasure it's giving her, you feel the tightness in your pants grow almost unbearable.
Hey, buddy! Buddy, what the hell's going on? I gotta get out of here, man! Fuck, my cock's about ready to explode out of my pants!
Squirming in your seat to adjust your package, Sadie notices it out of the corner of her eye.
You're getting pretty worked up, aren't you? Seeing another woman eating me out? I am. Plus, it's an even bigger turn on to see just how into it you are.
Turning her head up from Sadie's crotch, Vivian smiles at you.
Maybe you could help him with that, Sadie? You think? Would almost be cruel if you didn't. Isn't that right, Grim? Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for doing me a solid, Viv. I guess you're not so bad after all. Then we better get you out of those pants. Huh. Definitely.
Throbbing with excitement, you drop your pants down in a rapid, almost instant motion.
That's much, much better. The guy finally has some room to breathe.
Oh, you're telling me?
No. Fucking hell, that is a big cock. It is, isn't it? And it's all mine.
With a slow, almost teasing stroke, Sadie slides her hand up and down your throbbing shaft.
It's all yours. Just as long as I have this wet, tight little pussy to play with.
Sticking her head back between her thighs, Vivian gets back to eating Sadie out.
God, how are you doing that with your tongue?
Saying nothing else, Vivian continues almost feasting on her. While Sadie starts stroking your cock even faster.
That's it, Sadie. Are you gonna come for me, Grim? Oh, you're ready to finish me off, huh? You're not getting bored, are you? Of course not. It's just that I didn't think you'd be able to hold out much longer. She's smart. Oh, somebody's getting a little feisty. Right, what do you think, Viv? Should I punish that rude mouth of hers? I think that's an excellent idea. You wouldn't. No?
Jumping up onto the couch, you grab the back of Sadie's hair as your cock hovers inches from her face.
Wanna bet? What if I bite it off? Oh, I think you're too fond of it to do something like that. Agreed. I can see how she's looking at it. She wants it. She's practically drooling for it.
Tilting Sadie's head in your direction, Vivian takes your cock in her hand.
Well, I'll be damned. So big.
As Sadie watches on, she ever so gently strokes it.
Look at her eyes. Viv. Even if it's not my thing, I can certainly see the appeal of this one. I imagine it must be quite arousing to have it inside your mouth, stuffed in there choking on it till you feel the warm release of its cum. It does. Have a taste then, won't you?
Without needing further convincing, giant cock.
Although, aren't you forgetting something?
Huh?
You're supposed to be punishing her.
Putting her own head on the back of Sadie's, she thrusts it towards your cock.
Wow. Fuck!
And it's like putting your own hand, not head, putting your own hand on the back of Sadie's. Cough, cough. What a little slut you are, taking his whole cock like that. I clearly had you pegged wrong. I love being his little slut. And what about me? Think you can be mine too? I don't know. You don't?
Grabbing Sadie's leg, Vivian pulls her down onto her back.
What the? Think you can take your mouth and pussy being punished at the same time? Whoa! What? Damn, Vivian's a fucking tigress. What if I finger fuck your cunt while Grim fucks your face? Holy shit, this is getting steamy. Are you up for that? Well, maybe I'd. Why am I even asking? Of course you are.
The moment Vivian slides her fingers inside, Sadie screams out.
I suggest you shut her up, Grim, because this is about to get intense. Good idea.
As Vivian starts rapidly fingering your girlfriend, you waste no time by stuffing your cock back into her mouth.
That's better. We wouldn't want to wake up the entire neighborhood, would we?
With Sadie's body squirming and writhing in between, both of you keep almost abusing her holes. While you watch Sadie choke on your engorged cock and Vivian drill her pussy, you finally feel climax approach.
I'm close! Do it all over her body. Let me see you cover her belly and tits with your load. Oh, I can definitely do that.
After a few more thrusts, you pull out of Sadie's mouth.
God. Give it to me, Grim. Shower me with every last drop of cum in your balls.
Jerking your cock a few more times is enough.
Fuck.
Holding your shaft steady, you release your load all over Sadie's body. You ejaculate onto stomach. Her tits. And even have a little leftover for her face.
Fuck me, there's so much of it. Yeah. All for me.
Scanning the mess you made all over Sadie, Vivian bites her lip with a yearning curiosity.
It's not nice to be greedy, you know.
Lowering herself down to just above your girlfriend's crotch, Vivian sticks her tongue out, presses it against Sadie's skin, and licks. She licks all the way up to her neck, collecting some of your jizz along the way.
Actually delicious. It's magically delicious! No. That tickles. Holy shit. Did you want a taste? Sure, I guess.
Moving up to her face, Vivian plants a deep, sensual kiss on Sadie.
How does he taste? As you said, delicious! Good girl. This is one of the greatest moments of my life. And we're only just getting warmed up, Grim. We are? Sure. Tonight was about you, but next time I'll show you how to pleasure a woman. A lot of guys really don't know that. No, I know the comment section. Grim, I've had 150. Okay. But some guys, they really don't. That is, if you're interested.
Just as she's done before, Sadie looks to you, unsure.
It's completely up to you, okay? Then yes, I am. I'd like to try that. Good. I promise you won't regret it.
Standing up from the couch, Vivian picks her glass of wine up off the table.
Now, who wants a drink?
After spending a little more time at Vivian's, you and Sadie eventually leave. As you head home, you do so holding hands and oddly feeling like you became just a little closer. The next day...
Whoa! Watch your step. The last thing we need is for you to take another tumble. Exactly. Just slow down and take your time. There's no rush. I'm fine. Don't be so worried.
Walking into the living room, Grace heads straight for the couch.
Oh, God, it's good to be home. Those hospital beds aren't nearly as comfortable as they look. I don't think anyone thinks they look comfortable.
Falling onto the couch, Grace lets out a hearty sigh.
If I never see another hospital room again, it'll be too soon. Or she means to say, if I ever see another hospital room again, it'll be too soon. The smell is the real problem. The place just reeks of bleach and death. Oh look, another thing you have to complain about. What a surprise. Bite me. I even miss the bickering between you two. Well, that's clearly just the drugs talking. We can agree on that much. It's not the drugs. The accident just made me appreciate all the little things I used to take for granted. Why do I think now would be a great time to confess all the things I kept hidden from you over the years? You're funny, Viv. Did I recently tell you how much I love you? You told her at least 3 times on the way home. Oh, somebody's counting. You're not jealous, are you? Definitely not. He definitely is. Aw, oh, don't be jelly.
Bouncing off the couch, Grace zips over to you.
I love you too, Grim.
With that, she grabs you by the face and plants a big kiss on your mouth.
Well, that's a kiss from your aunt, all right. Mwah. Well, that isn't weird at all. Thanks? You're welcome. I'm more than happy to give you a little smooch anytime. What the hell kind of pills did they give her? I don't know. It was only supposed to ease some mild headache she was having. Whatever it was supposed to do, I think they overshot the mark. Oof. No, for fuck's sake, Grace, really? I have to take a poo.
Saying nothing more, she walks away from you and Vivian and towards the bathroom.
I gotta go. Good luck with that. What? Hey, where you going? Gotta get back to work. Where the fuck do you think I'm going? Aren't Mia and Sadie already at the bar? No offense, but Sadie's kinda useless over there, and Mia can only do so much. Especially now that we've gotten a bit of a surge in customers these last few days. Oh, you have? I didn't know that. Seems like your idea panned out. The party really seemed to pique people's interest in the place. For how long that lasts, who knows? Still, we'll capitalize on it while we can. As much as I'd like to take credit for it, I think it was Grace who really charmed people. Too bad she can't always be drunk or high on pills, right? Certainly draws people towards her. Sure does. Anyway, I'll see you later. Wait, you can't go. Why not? She's all loopy and weird right now. I'm sure you're more than capable of wrangling her. What if she does something crazy? She won't. You don't know that. She's unpredictable and could do anything. Listen, Grim, you'll be fine. You have my phone number if you really need to reach me.
Opening the door, Vivian finally starts leaving.
Some friend you are!
Halfway out the door, she turns back to you with a grin that indicates she's enjoying watching you squirm.
Thanks, I try.
With that, she slams the door shut.
Damn that woman. Damn it. Only the two of us. What?
Spinning around, you see Grace standing in front of you, doing something that resembles dancing.
We can do it if we try. Only two of us. It's supposed to be just the two of us. What the hell are you doing? It's a song. What, you don't know it? Here, let me take it from the top. I see the little raindrops fall and I know the song. Didn't you say you gotta go to the toilet? Oh, right. I needed to take a poo. Yeah, you did. So why? Wait.
Your eyes drift down to her lower half in worry.
You didn't do it in your underwear by any chance, did you? Nope. Oh, good. I'm not wearing any underwear. Although, let's keep that between us. Let's get you to the bathroom, okay?
Taking Grace by the arm, you pull her to the bathroom before she inevitably makes a mess on the floor.
Good Lord. Go do your business. I'll just wait outside in case you need anything, got it? What would I need? I don't know, just in case. You women always need something. That's sexist.
As she slams the bathroom door in your face, you lean against the wall waiting.
Ugh, this is gonna be a long day.
A ridiculously long amount of time later.
The hell is taking her so long? It's been forever. I don't know, guys, but we don't have the time to wait right now. You saw that awesome semi-threesome scene, and things are just gonna go even more overboard from that. So, I don't know what's going on with Grace right now, or the bar, or anything else, but things are getting interesting on Returning to Mia. And we'll see you guys next time for more Returning to Mia here on Grim's Uncanny Valley.